This week's EPP bonus episode of Real Ghost Stories Online contains one of the most compelling, scary, sad, and intriguing stories we've ever received at Real Ghost Stories Online. And because of that, we took some extra time to tell this story. Because it is so compelling, it's very hard to explain it in one headline. So I thought it'd be best to share with you a small clip from this week's EPP bonus episode. And if you are so compelled, please subscribe to be an EPP member on our website at realghoststoriesonline.com to hear the complete episode and the complete story, along with all of the other bonus episodes that are available to our EPP members. Here is a sample of what you'll hear in this week's EPP bonus episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. On December 13, 1993, four employees were shot and killed, and a fifth employee was seriously injured at a Chuck E. Cheese restaurant in Aurora, Colorado. The perpetrator was a 19-year-old man named Nathan Dunlap, a former employee of the restaurant. He was apparently frustrated about being fired from working at the restaurant 5 months prior to the shooting and sought revenge by committing the attack. He also fled the scene of the shooting with stolen cash and restaurant items. He was found guilty of four counts of first-degree murder, attempted murder, and other charges, and was sentenced to death in 1996. But the story does not end there. The story on today's episode actually begins 1 year prior to the shootings, which occurred in 1993. Our story begins on December 12th, 1992, as one of our listeners recounts a childhood memory inside the Chuck E. Cheese with her father and her family. This is Mackenzie Schaefer.
I was really young at this time. In 1993, I would have been, actually, that would have been 92. I think I would have been 4 years old. We had gone, my little brother, me, and my sister had all gone to play on the playground, and my dad was sitting with the pizza that we had, and he was just watching us play. And while he was sitting there, while we were playing, is when he had his vision that he had. It was almost like having a dream, kind of, a really vivid dream, but you're not asleep. He said that he saw a man walk in through one of the doors at the back, and then he saw him just, like, taking shots at people and just walking through the building, like, shooting people.
After spending time playing on the playground and the arcade games, Mackenzie and her brother returned to the table where her father was sitting.
I was always really kind of an emotionally sensitive child, so I would notice if there was something just slightly off. And I had noticed after we had gone and played and we came back to the area with the pizza, the table and stuff, my dad was like, he was sitting in the chair and his arms were crossed and he was leaning back and he just didn't seem to be having fun anymore.
There's so much more to the story. If you'd like to hear the full story along with all of our bonus episodes and help keep us on the air, please become an EPP, an extra podcast person, on the website at realghoststoriesonline.com. Your support allows us to stay on the air and allows us to continue to share your stories and your experiences here on Real Ghost Stories Online.